This week, tennis legend Martina Navratilova kicked up the debate with some controversial comments. She said it's cheating when transgender women compete in women's sports. The criticism has been swift, but some are defending Navratilova. The world's Allison Herrera has the story.
Martina Navratilova first shared her opinion on transgender athletes on Twitter and followed that up with an editorial in the British newspaper The Sunday Times. She wrote, "A man can decide to be female, take hormones, win everything, and earn a small fortune, then reverse his decision and go back to making babies if he so desires." She wrote, "It's insane and it's cheating." Since then, the LGBT advocacy organization Athlete Ally has cut ties with Navratilova, calling her transphobic. And many activists and international athletes say Navratilova's argument doesn't hold up, including Dr. Rachel McKinnon. She's a Canadian world champion cyclist who advocates for the rights of trans athletes like herself.
Her core argument is to exclude real innocent trans women on the basis of a non-existent, made-up, bare possibility case of a fraudster. And that is not how we do ethics. That is not how we do human rights.
McKinnon accused Navratilova of having an irrational fear of trans people.
She has portrayed it as me attacking and bullying her, which is not the case. Like, you can go look at every tweet I sent. And it was explaining, like, things like genitals don't play sports. Why do you think that matters?
On Twitter, Navratilova has responded by saying the criticism is unfair and that this is a serious issue that warrants discussion. Sports writer and tennis player Stephanie Miles agrees. There should be a discussion. On the website Tennis Life, she wrote that what Navratilova is saying has some merit.
The fact is, and look, I love men's tennis and I love women's tennis, but they're not necessarily the same thing. The men, you know, most of them are taller and most of them have more upper body strength. And that's just sort of the way it is. And as a result, they can serve a lot harder.
The Women's Tennis Association, the sport's global governing body, has rules in place when it comes to trans women athletes. 10 nanomoles of testosterone per liter of blood. That level must be maintained for at least a year before competition. In 2016, the International Olympic Committee adopted the same guidelines for transgender women athletes, though transgender men can compete without restriction. Miles says rules are good, but, she says, transgender women still have an advantage because men often have more muscle.
Even though your testosterone level might have dropped, now maybe you might not be as powerful as you were previously, but that doesn't mean that you wouldn't be a lot more powerful than a woman.
But Dr. Rachel McKinnon, the Canadian cyclist, doesn't buy it. She says it's absurd to think that men would temporarily transition just so they could enter and win a sporting competition. She says that's not how transitioning works.
So in the States, to legally change your gender or your name requires a court visit. And you have to find a judge that will look at you and hear your case and grant it. These requests get denied by actual trans people who are not faking it.
And she says it takes a long time to find a doctor to administer hormones, and it's an expensive process. The International Olympic Committee hasn't weighed in on Navratilova's comments. So far, no transgender athlete has competed in an Olympic sport. For The World, I'm Allison Herrera.